It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, around the clock and around the globe as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. This is Taylor Gentry sitting in today for my papa, Dale Gentry. We have a great prayer broadcast lined up for today, including praying for you and your children as well as they prepare for another school term. We are also going to be praying for you who are going to college as you prepare to go off and journey that road. In just a few minutes, we have a special guest today who will be talking about Christian education. Let's go ahead and pray today that the Holy Spirit will anoint this prayer broadcast today as we talk about the education of your sons and daughters. Holy Spirit, we come before you, God, and we are humbled today, Jesus, and we just begin to lift up these kids, God, who are going to be entering the school year pretty soon. God, I just pray for their parents. I pray for wisdom over their parents. I pray for a peace, God. I pray for wisdom over their children, and I just lift up if they're going to Christian schools or if they're going to public schools, God. I pray for protection around them, that you just give them the boldness that they need to be lights for you, Jesus. And I also just pray for this broadcast, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will just lead and guide us, Jesus, and that you'll guide our thoughts, guide the interview today, Lord. Be with our listeners as they're listening, God. I just pray that you lead and guide and direct them as well, Jesus, today. And we just thank you and praise you. Okay, well, the Bible says that we are to train up a child in the way that they should go, and this responsibility resting squarely on the shoulders of each parent. Unless we personally homeschool our children, we need that help of teachers in our public schools or in our private schools, charter schools, Christian schools. And as parents, we must know what our children are being taught in the school that they are attending. That's so important and valuable. And so in just a few moments, I will be talking with somebody who has spent several years in serving in the administration staff of both Christian and private schools. And so when I'm going to get Julie Vaz on the phone. But for now, I'm going to play a song by Bethel Music. It's called You Make Me Brave. It's a very popular song right now, very powerful song. So just take some time, pray, listen to this song, while I get Julie Vaz on the air.
Heaven and
Okay, this morning we have a special guest on air with us. We have Julie Vaz. She is actually one of my Papa Gentry's spiritual daughters. They have known each other for a very long time, and she's very close with our family. And today, Julie is going to visit with us about the value of Christian education. And Julie and her husband, Ray, they live in Austin, Texas, and they recently celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary. And they have three beautiful children, and their youngest, Sarah, she will be graduating from high school this year. So Julie has a lot of insight, and we're so excited and thrilled to have her on air. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm great, and I'm happy to be here. How are you, Taylor?
I'm good. I'm so excited. Okay, well, to start off, can you share a little about your background and experience in Christian education?
Sure. Let's see. So you had shared that we have three children. Our oldest is Ray, the third, and he's 26. He's a recent law school graduate. And then we have two girls, Faith, who just graduated from high school last year, and then Sarah will be graduating this year. So just to give you a little backdrop and some history, when Ray was in the third grade, he was in public school. We'd put him in public school, and I went to volunteer as a junior achievement coordinator in his classroom, and I spent a few weeks there and worked alongside his teacher and the children in his class. And after that experience, I went home. I was just really challenged by what I experienced there and began to share my concerns with my husband. And we started to pray about it, and by the end of that year, we really felt like the Holy Spirit was prompting us to take a big leap of faith. And so we began to do some research, had not considered Christian education really before then, and we found a small private Christian school. And in the fall, we enrolled him. And so that was back in 1998. Wow. And our children have been in Christian schools ever since. So we have about, 18, 19 years in Christian education.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a long time.
It is. And we've been, our children, we've made some moves. And so they've been in a few different schools. But God has been so faithful. From that moment that we made that decision, our children remained in Christian education. So,
wow, that's amazing. And why did you feel that Christian education was so important?
Well, there were several reasons. First, it's a biblical mandate. God holds us as parents accountable to educate our children. It's the parents' responsibility. And so, and we were growing a lot spiritually during that time. God was just moving in our marriage and in our family in so many ways. But we began to really understand that and take that very seriously. And really, that is one of the things that prompted me to go into Ray's classroom and begin volunteering. I just felt like I needed to get more connected to his educational process. And so, so that's kind of how it all started. And then, we just began to realize, how much time our children are going to spend in school. In fact, I was thinking about it. The average child spends 950 hours per year, each year in school. So by the time they graduate, they've spent about 12,000 hours under the heavy influence of someone other than yourself.
Oh, that's crazy.
So when you consider that, you want to know who is influencing your children, and that's such a significant amount of time and a very important time developmentally, in your child's life. So, and not to mention all the social influences that they're getting during that time. It's really forming, who they are and who they'll become. And so, we just began to feel God prompting us that we needed to have our children in a place that was unified, at least for the most part. I mean, I'm going to say, every school's a little bit different, but for the most part, unified with your home. So, and we've realized over the years, the right school can be a beautiful extension of your home and what's going on at home. And the teachers begin to become partners in helping you fulfill your mandate as parents mm-hmm. and your parental responsibility to educate your children. And so, I don't know, it's a beautiful marrying of two very significant places in your child's life, which is the home and school. And so we've just seen this alignment, these two environments unified, produce a lot of peace in our children. Mm-hmm. They're not going to school and hearing one thing and then coming home and we're having to, you know, correct and then they're hearing right. another. It doesn't create that feeling of being fragmented in a child's heart and mind. There's a unification that brings great peace.
Right.
So it's just very, very important.
Sure.
You know, and I can tell you, interestingly, I just wanted to share this, that mm-hmm. we came up a lot of, along the way, particularly with family, a lot of resistance to our philosophy of having our children in Christian school. Mm-hmm. You know, that I can't tell you how many times we heard, oh, you're putting them in a bubble. That's dangerous. They're not going to be equipped to handle real world situations. Mm-hmm. You know, when they get out in the world, you're going to have a mess on your hands. And we just have absolutely not found that to be true. We really feel like creating a very strong, solid, biblical kingdom foundation for our children when they are young, and even through young adulthood. We kept them in all the way through high school, mm-hmm. gave them a solid foundation once they went off to college. And like I said, our son's 26, just finished his law degree, and
that's awesome.
You know, still loves the Lord. And so that is it's just absolutely not true. It's a smokescreen to buy into that. Oh, you can't harbor and protect your children. That's absolutely
right.
not the case. That you are equipping them, preparing them for what is to come. And then mm-hmm. when they get out in those real-world situations, they've got a solid core of biblical foundation and kingdom understanding to function in life. So so as you can tell, I feel really, really strongly about it.
Absolutely. No, and that's amazing. And how would you say that Christian education, I mean, we all know that Christian education is a big financial commitment, but how would you, or what advice would you give to people who want to give their children that Christian education?
Well,
how has that worked for you and your family?
I can say without a doubt it was a journey of faith. Mm-hmm. When we took that leap back when our son was young, we weren't quite sure how that was all going to work out financially. It's a substantial investment. That's absolutely the truth. Mm-hmm. But I can say that, you know, when the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something and you see in Scripture that this is something that you're called to, you can know, even if you can't see it, God will provide a way. He is a creative God and He is a faithful God. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we have a couple minutes, I'm just going to share, you know, our journey.
We love it.
You know, there were... many times, especially all throughout the process, but, you know, early on when we first made that commitment, you know, there were a couple of months where we just didn't know how that was going to work, and I miracles happened. One day I went in and talked with the secretary, and I said, I have no idea how I'm going to pay our son's tuition this month. I'm praying, and got a call about a week later saying that another parent had stepped up and paid the tuition for our son that month.
Wow.
It's just a miracle, financial miracle.
I'll
never forget that. That happened early on, and that really did something in mine and in my husband's heart, because we realized God is going to take care of this. You know, we've just got to do our part. And
Absolutely.
So of course we made some adjustments. We lived in smaller homes. We didn't drive new cars. We didn't take big mm-hmm. vacations. Because we felt like this was a much more worthy and valuable investment. And so we made some adjustments. We walked it out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we prayed and trusted God. There was a significant time, I think my son was in high school. girls were in grammar school, and we were involved in a large farming operation. And I was working one day a week in the high school office at that time. Mm-hmm. And we, through, you know, after 2008 and some things that happened, we began to realize that we were going to lose our farm, and our financial position dramatically changed. So we went through a season of, you know, that payment not being a problem at all. And not only not being a problem at all, we were able to give generously to the school, you know, that we went to and helped with some building programs and things like that. But then came a season of famine. And we were like, wow, God, what are we going to do? I mean, now that we really, really don't see a way. And so I began to talk with the head of school. Mm-hmm. And I stepped into a position as a development director and began to work at the school. And so then my husband stepped in and did a few projects and God did some things just miraculously, and slowly, month by month, things were taken care of. God just handled it for us, you know, all throughout that process. And so we look back and we're amazed at what God has done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and then recently, again, went through a bit of a struggle, and we're really not sure. In fact, to the point where we're thinking, gosh, God, you brought us this far. We've got one daughter that's going to be a senior and one a junior. It seemed like, you know, we were going to finish the course, and mm-hmm. financially things have gotten very difficult again, and mm-hmm. really feeling like we don't see a way to finish this. And so we began to pray. And I'm telling you, out of the blue, we got a call from some family friends. And, you know, they knew we were struggling. We had asked mm-hmm. them to pray for us, but really didn't say much else. They called and said, we have been praying, and we feel prompted to take care of your girl's education this year.
Wow.
And
that's
they
amazing.
Paid the entire year. It was a miracle for us. And changed us, really, mm-hmm. in so many ways. But Faith ended up having a beautiful senior year, and then and now Sarah's going to be finishing this year, and God is providing. God
is providing. He always provides.
Yes, and so I want to say it is a journey of faith, but if you're, you're feeling prompted by the Holy Spirit, you can trust Him. Take that leap of faith, and, mm-hmm. And I, at the very least, I was thinking about it. You know, maybe this fall, if you don't have your children in private and Christian school, and you kind of mm-hmm. don't see a way, begin to try to find a way to volunteer a little bit more at your child's current school.
Oh,
you know,
good.
I would advise a parent, get in the classroom and really see what's mm-hmm. going on, see what's being taught, see what the current spiritual climate is, because I promise you, if you do that, it's going to ignite a passion for you mm-hmm. to find a safer, sounder place for your child
sure.
to be educated. Yeah. So, and God will begin to show you and reveal to you what to do.
He will.
So,
that's so true. That's so good, Julie. Okay, now that we discussed that, like, what would you say to somebody who believes that there's no way that they can afford that? I mean, I know we just talked about the financial side of education, but what would you, you know, can you expand a little bit more on what you would say to somebody who says there's absolutely no way that I could do this?
You've got to obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit to not deny it, to mm-hmm. not be afraid. Don't justify why you can't, because God can't work with that.
Right.
When you begin to just justify, you know, why you can't do something, you're not giving the Holy Spirit anything to work with.
Right.
So begin to shift your perspective. And God is so much bigger than our financial shortcomings and our challenges.
He
is so creative. So
he is.
And
so
you know, and there's probably many listeners that don't have children, and mm-hmm. Or they're post children. Maybe their children are grown, or and there's so much they can even do. They
sure.
can. The school I was at, I was. You know, of course, I worked at a couple of different schools as a development director.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we saw individuals who either were grandparents or even just seniors in the community that wanted to get involved and would provide a scholarship for a family that, you know, is like those that we talked about. They don't see a way for that to happen. We had one gal, she was actually a grandmother in one of the schools. She not only provided some scholarships for other children, but she began to make phone calls to those that she knew were capable of doing that. And she ended up providing 12 scholarships this one year for children to go to school that would have otherwise not had a way.
Wow.
So they can, of course, just pray, invest. The other thing I would encourage anybody to do, Christian education is so important in our country. You can volunteer. As a development director, once I began to do that, I coordinated large groups of volunteer efforts, and there's always needs.
Oh, sure.
There's
always.
You can go and volunteer and help with recess or reading or tutoring a young child or, you know, helping with an art class. And, you know, Christian schools, they get no government funding, and so they rely on the tuition and the generosity of others and the generosity of others' time to come in and help fill in the gaps where they're needed. And so there's so much that you can do. The landscape of our country is beginning to change, and Christian schools are some of them are not making it.
Right.
So I would just challenge everybody that's listening to try to get involved in some way. I think about it. I want my children to be able to make that decision to send their children to a Christian school. I want them still here in our country when that time comes. And so we have to really, it might be something that maybe listeners have not thought about, but it's under attack. Christian education is under attack, and we can all make a stand and make sure that these institutions stay where they are, that they are available for generations to come, and we can all do our part.
Well, that's good. That's so good. Well, the final question that I have for you, Julie, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today regarding Christian education, advice that you may have, your thoughts, just any final words that you want to share?
No, because I think I just did. I really want to say that there's something every single person can do.
Right. So true.
Everyone can help on some level.
Mm-hmm.
If not just to pray and stand for these schools all across our nation, that they will remain.
Awesome.
So
that's so good. Well, thank you so much. Now we've talked about Christian education, you know, Julie has shared her heart and her experiences, her advice. So now I'm going to ask you, Julie, if you can take some time to pray for families who, whether they have their kids in education, Christian education already, whether they're, you know, at a decision-making point where they're, okay, should we send our kids to Christian schools? Should we keep them in public? Just in general, I'm going to ask you just to say a prayer for guidance and for wisdom and for peace over these families who are listening.
Father, I just, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I think, first of all, I just want to share my gratitude, God, for the pioneers that have gone before us. I know many of them, you know, through my years, people who have really laid down their life for their absolute belief in providing an alternative in our country for a child to go and for a place to sit, for parents to send their children to receive a Christian education. So God, I want to pray, you know who everyone is, many, many, many who have come before us, who have laid down their life, spent so much of their time and their passion developing these places all over the country, God. I pray for them. I pray that you would bless them, that you would restore their hours, their time, their energy for all that they've given. God, that you would meet their financial needs, that you would strengthen them. These are warriors. I just pray that wherever they're at today, that they would have a sense of knowing how grateful we are as a country for them. They were pioneers. They had a vision to create a school in their community and then began to walk that out. And so, God, I'm so, so grateful for every single one of them, you know, especially for those that my children benefit from. Oh, my goodness, I can't imagine the difference if we had not had a place to send our children. So, God, thank you. I just bless them, bless them, bless them. Bless their schools, God. Bless and meet their financial needs, their volunteer needs. God, I pray that people would come out of the woodwork this year to volunteer at their schools, to get involved financially and with their time and their love and their energy. God, that they would be able to have every need met in Jesus' name. God, I pray safety and protection around every school, a hedge of protection around them, that there is literally a veil of safety. David talked about a tent of protection that he lived under in one of the Psalms. And God, I pray that tent of protection over every single school in our country, God, that they, that the eyes of the evil one could not even perceive them, that they are in a safe place, every single one of them. And so, God, I also pray for parents and the families in our country, again, under attack, that you would begin to radically move in their home. I remember when the Holy Spirit came into our home and I heard him say, get your house in order. And that was during that season, God, when you began to shift everything in our home. So I pray that over the Christian homes in our country, that there would be a sense of order that would come, and that you begin to reveal to them that where their children spend their time every day is so very, very important. God, I pray that you would begin to open their eyes to be able to see options that they did not see before. Sometimes we just can't see what we can't see, that there are options all around them. And God, I just pray that you would begin to bring revelation and creativity as to how they may be able to make that shift and take their children out of a public school and put them in a Christian environment. And so, God, I thank you that you are going to move in these homes, and that creatively that finances would come in, or maybe a grandparent would get involved. I don't know, but you are a creative God, and you have a way for every single home to walk out the promptings that you are giving them. So I thank you, God. You are faithful. I pray for courage. It took great courage to make that first step, tremendous courage, that a courageous spirit would come on these parents, that they would begin to say, yes, we can and we will do this. We will not justify or make excuses, that we will begin to walk this out. We will do what God has called us. So, God, I thank you for that boldness and that courage. And then, God, I pray for our government. I pray for legislature that would pass, that would be in favor of Christian schools remaining, that they would be strong, that they would not be scrutinized or put under a magnifying glass, or that I just pray that you would protect just the safety and the freedom for the ability to function, continue to function as they are. In Jesus' name, protect our schools, God. I thank you for it. God, I thank you for what you are doing in our country, that we see a lot of things going on that are concerning. But God, you're God. You are God, and so we trust you. We thank you that even while the darkness is getting darker, the light will always prevail. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for these lighthouses all over the country where young children can go and be established in the understanding of the kingdom, that the core would be come from a place of strong biblical foundation, not culture, not all the other influences of the world, but a core in the understanding of who they are in Christ. Thank you for this upcoming school year. God, I pray that it would be miraculous and amazing, that they would see you moving in their campuses all over the country. Pray that many young people would come to Christ and know you. That would be solidified and sealed in their hearts. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, God, we are so grateful. You are a wonderful God, a good God, a faithful God. a very big God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Julie, amazing. Julie, thank you so much for your encouraging words, your advice, you know, sharing your experience. I know that was so encouraging to so many listeners. And I believe that it encouraged, you know, parents who may have had their kids in public schools and, you know, maybe they have a change of heart right now, you know. So I know in my heart that was very encouraging. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, okay. Again, Julie Vaz here on BPN Radio today. Thank you, Julie. And we will talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me. Give Papa Dale a big hug for me.
Oh, I will. I will give him a big
Alrighty.
Hug. Thank you, Julie.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, around the clock and around the globe. This is Taylor Gentry sitting in for my Papa Dale Gentry on this Tuesday, praying for your sons and your daughters as they prepare to go back to school. We really, really appreciate Julie Vaz being on air with us today, sharing her heart for Christian education and her passion just for, you know, enrolling your kids in a Christian environment and just... She's always had her kids in Christian schools, and you can see how that has blessed her and her family. So, again, we really, really appreciate Julie being on air and sharing her experiences with us today. So now I would love to take some time to share with you a little bit about my experience, you know, going to OU. As some of you may have known, I just graduated from the University of Oklahoma. And so that was the very first time that I had ever been, you know, in a secular environment. From the time I was in kindergarten up until my senior year of high school, I was in Christian schools, and so were my siblings. And my family and I, you know, they just have always believed in Christian education. And so when I went to OU, that was the first time that I was out of that. And so, like Julie had said earlier, a lot of people think that when you go to a Christian school, you're trapped in this little bubble, and that's the way that people look at it. And I can say from personal experience that, yes, I may have been more sheltered than other kids, but I still, God still used me. And when I got to OU, I was able to stay strong from the foundation that I had growing up in a Christian school and keep my faith and basically learn how to walk that out in a secular environment. So I really believe that, you know, me being in a Christian school all those years prepared me for my time in a secular university. So I do want to take time in just a moment to pray for those who are going back to school of all ages, but particularly also for kids who are graduating or who had just graduated from high school and they're going to be entering college. And it may not be your freshman year. You may be going back sophomore, junior, senior to college. But college is such a critical time in our lives. And basically, like, whenever, you know, you go off to college, you know, immediately you're just surrounded by fear almost, you know. I mean, you're forced to pick a major and you're forced to basically plan your entire life out, you know. I mean, within the first week, your advisor is telling you, you got to pick a major, you have to pick your classes, you have to decide what you want to do with your life. And it's just, the pressure is overwhelming. And again, that's how our society is today. You know, we kind of have this pressure on us to graduate high school, to go to college, to get our degree and then graduate and go get a job and work 8 to 5. And that's what I believed, you know. When I was at OU, that's what I believed. And so now I'm in a different season and God is pulling me out of that secular environment and back into the ministry side of things. So it's been a really, really big change for me. It's been amazing, but it has been a big change. So in just a few moments, I do want to pray for those who are going to college, because it's such a crucial time in your life. So, anyways, but first of all, I do want to play a song by Phil King. It's called Love Cast Out Fear. It's an amazing song, and he has the anointing of God on his life, and I really want you to listen to these words before we pray. Just listen to this song.
Not a slave, but a friend indeed. And your love cast out all my fear. And your love cast out all my fear. And I won't be afraid. No, 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 I won't be afraid. And your love cast out all my fear. And your love cast out all my fear. And I won't be afraid. No, 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 I won't be afraid. And the enemy has to flee when your love comes over me. In the darkest of night, you come with the light and restore my identity. You break every lie I believe. Now the truth is all I see. I'm not a pauper, but a prince. Not a savior, but a friend.
Powerful song, just so powerful. I actually listen to that song every single morning when I'm waking up, you know, spending time in the Word. It's just such a powerful song. Those lyrics are awesome. So before we pray, I want to share a little bit about fear, and because I feel like that ties in a lot with going back to school, making big decisions, especially going off to college. Fear is something that is so controlling over our lives that we definitely can allow it to control us. And I allowed fear to control me for years. It's so easy to do that. And so the song that Phil King sings, Love Cast Out Fear. Like I said, I play it every morning. And so about a week ago, I was on my bike and I was, cruising down the road. And God kind of just gave me a revelation. And I, the beginning of my path, it's straight. It's expected. It's not very bumpy. You know, it's pretty much almost downhill. So I'm, I'm chugging along and riding my bike and looking at the trees and, everything's so beautiful. And then I'm thinking, wow, I could go on literally for miles because this is so easy. And, and I have my, Love Cast Out Fear song on and, life is awesome. And then all of a sudden, here comes this bumpy, treacherous hill. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't get up this hill. Like, it's so steep, it's so hard. And then the bike ride gets a little bit more difficult. And every time that I get to this hill, I want to stop. I mean, I think, okay, I cannot do this. But then I know, I know that if I stop, I'm going to have, I lose my momentum. I'm going to have to start all over again. So you can't stop. And so I feel like life is the same way. And God kind of revealed that to me, like we're on the path that he has set for us. We're doing his will. We're seeking his face. And there's going to be bumps in the road, and fear comes along and fear can stop you. Fear has the power. Fear is powerful and it has the power to entangle you, and just basically trap you. And, so when we see this big obstacle in our path or in our pathway, we think, how am I going to overcome this? How am I going to keep going? But we know that God is right there with us. And so for me, what motivated me to get up this hill was this song. I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, this song is motivational. I'm going to get up this hill. And also because I just wanted to get home. But life is the same way, and God has the ability with his love, like it can cast out all fear. And that's just so amazing. If you take time to really, really let that soak in, and if you take time to think about that, how his love, he sent his son to die for us, and that love is the most powerful thing on this earth. And it's almost indescribable, and it just moves me so much when I even talk about it, because it's really the only thing that can cast out our fears, his love and our identity in Christ. And so I just wanted to share that with all of you who are listening today on BPN, because it encouraged me so much that morning. And, just when life is full of bumps and our roads are not always going to be what they appear to be or as easy as we think they are, but it's those treacherous hills that make us stronger and give us more power in the end. So, okay. So again, that's an amazing song. I encourage everyone to download that song and listen to it daily. It's just amazing. But now I really do want to take time to pray. I want to pray for maybe parents who are thinking about sending their kids to Christian schools. Maybe you have your kids in public schools. And honestly, I don't have anything against anybody who has sent their kids to public school. I know so many amazing Christian families who have sent their kids for different reasons, financially or other reasons, who have sent their kids to public schools. And I even worked in a public school for a year and a half with autistic kids. But I did see the difference, going to a Christian school and then working in a public school environment, where the teachers are not able to mention anything about God or anything about creation or anything about his love. And I saw so many, situations where I thought, oh, only if the teacher could only just love that child and just share with them, God's love, like, oh, that'd have been amazing. But you can't do that, obviously, in a public school. So I do see the side of the importance of Christian education. So we are going to pray for parents who are, upcoming school year. They're making the decisions. We're also going to pray for the students. you know, to for wisdom and for peace. And, you know, even if you're in Christian schools, I mean, there's still those fears. And I remember, you know, I'm only 23 years old, so I was in high school just, you know, 5 years ago. And so I remember all of those fears. I remember, just all those fears. And I remember my parents, you know, making decisions. And it was actually my senior year whenever we had a big decision to make. It was go to public school or stay at Christian school. And just like Julie shared, we had a similar testimony, a miracle from God. It was literally, I think it was about 2 weeks before I was supposed to start my first day of school. And I was supposed to go back to First Baptist Academy of Dallas, where I'd gone my junior year. And we didn't have the money. You know, it's an expensive private school, and we just did not have the funds to send both me and my sister. And I remember my mom was like, okay, we better go check out Rockwell High in Rockwell, Texas, because that's where you're going to be going, Taylor, because we have no money. And God provided, and like he always does, and it was just amazing. And I've had so many little testimonies and miracles come through, because God is a powerful God, and he always provides. So when you think there is no way on earth for you to send your child to a Christian school, or even if it's something different, you know, you're looking for a breakthrough, you're looking for a miracle to happen, faith, 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 faith. So let's begin to pray for faith. Let's begin to pray for Christian education, and let's all agree today for some revelation. So Father God, we come before you, Jesus, and we come humbly in your presence, God. And I just agree with all of these listeners today as they are praying with me. Right now, God, I pray that you begin to speak to the parents of these children, God, who are going back to school. I just pray right now for wisdom in their decision-making process, God. I pray that if they are sending their kids to Christian schools, I pray that you just provide financially for them, Lord, and for their children to, in that environment, to be a light, even though they are in a Christian school, but to be a light, Lord. And I break off any fear that is on them, on the parents or on the children for going to Christian schools. And maybe they're afraid that they are too sheltered or not going to get the experience that other kids will get. I just pray for them right now, Jesus. And I pray for those who may be in a public school setting, and maybe they're not able to go to Christian school. Maybe, you know, that's just their choice, the parents' choice. I pray that they would be a light for you. I pray that for wisdom over them, Jesus, and for just an incredible peace and joy, Lord. And I just thank you for those kids, God, that you are still going to use in a public school setting. And I pray that for college-age students, Lord, I pray for these many, many, many kids who are going off to college. Maybe they're going for the first time. Maybe they're going back as a, you know, sophomore, junior, senior. I just pray for them, God, because this is such a critical time in their life, and there's so much pressure to grow up so fast. And that pressure is real, and it's very strong. So I pray right now, Jesus, for boldness over them, God. I pray for peace. I pray for direction. And I just break off any spirit of fear that's on them, Lord. I just believe in Jesus' name that you're going to break off that fear of having to know what their purpose is and having to know what they have to do with their life. And I spent so many years living in fear of what I would be doing in the future, when all along you had my path destined, God, because you are our planner. And you are in control of our lives, God. So I just break off that fear, and I just pray, God, that you give them a wonderful, amazing school year for all students, whether they're in elementary school, junior high, high school, college, whether they're in Christian schools, private schools, homeschooling, public school settings. You know exactly where they are, Lord, and you know exactly how to meet their needs. So I just pray in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, God, I thank you for the opportunity, God. I thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to provide for families, Jesus. And I thank you that you are doing an amazing work in these listeners' lives, God. And I also pray for those who maybe they're listening and they don't have kids. I pray that you just begin to speak to them. If they're supposed to make a difference in someone's life, if they're supposed to bless somebody or a family, I pray that you begin to place that on their hearts, Jesus. We're called on this earth to serve you, and we're called on this earth to serve others. So I pray that if you're calling somebody to be a blessing, I just pray in Jesus' name that you just reveal that to them and put that on their hearts, God. And again, we just thank you, God, for this amazing school year that is going to take place. And we thank you, Jesus, that we can live in your love and the identity in you, God, identity in Christ, and that we don't have to fear. And we just thank you and we praise you, God. I just thank you for this amazing broadcast today. God, we thank you for Julie Vaz and her words, Jesus. And thank you, God. We just come humbly before you and just say thank you. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we appreciate you praying with me today here on BPN Radio. We are a force in the earth when we pray. Amen. My Papa Dale Gentry will be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America and another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.